This is BBC Radio 1 Extra. Nearly 300,000 people signed the petition to stop BBC Three going online only.
The BBC have got to reflect what the audience wants. 271,000 have signed our petition saying, keep it where it is. And unfortunately, we feel that it's the young people being hit the hardest by these cuts.
Also coming up, what David Cameron says will happen if you're young and out of work for more than 6 months.
Making meals for older people, cleaning up litter and graffiti, working for local charities.
If he's still Prime Minister after the election, he wants 18 to 21-year-olds to earn their benefits.
Daily community work from the very start of their claim for unemployment benefits.
And before six, George the Poet interviews his younger brother Kenny about living with autism.
When they heard the word autism, they thought disabled instantly. I used to hear, oh, you're a stupid autistic guy. Hearing all those comments just used to make me just burst into tears.
BBC
Newsbeat.
No more Don't Tell the Bride.
With less than half of Melissa's friends and family coming, this will be a blow for the bride on her big day.
The end of In the Flesh.
What's happening to me?
I'm not entirely sure, Amy.
And So Long, Snog, Marry, Avoid.
Todd would like to know, how much does it cost to look this cheap?
None of those shows will be on BBC Three if it goes online only this autumn. It's the BBC's plan to save £50 million a year. This morning, a petition against the channel being taken off air was delivered with more than 270,000 signatures. Newsbeat's Steve Holden reports.
If we're honest, today's protest at BBC HQ wasn't huge. There were a handful of campaigners who turned up to support BBC Three. One of them was a man with a guitar.
So don't close.
Nevertheless, there were three boxes which contained a petition with more than 271,000 signatures, all calling for BBC Three to be kept on TV. The BBC's plan, to get you up to speed, is to move the channel purely online. Its budget would be more than halved, saving around £50 million. New programmes would get made for BBC Three, just fewer of them. Some of that cash that's been saved would then be ploughed back into drama on BBC One. There would also be space on TV for a BBC One Plus One service, but there's no word yet on what would happen to this guy.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, what's going on?
Is something wrong?
No. Everything's cool right now.
Jono Reid organised today's petition.
Well, it's been a launch pad for so many great comedians and new talent as well. So Matt Horn, Gavin Stacey, the guys from The Revolution will be televised. I mean, there's so much great stuff that none of the competitors do.
The petition was handed to John Cowduck from the BBC Trust. That's the organisation which monitors what the BBC does and sometimes challenges the decisions it makes. It will have the final say.
OK, well, thank you all very much for taking the trouble to sort of bring it in person. The consultation period is closed and we've now got lots of evidence to start working through.
We just hope that you'll realise the strength of feeling against BBC Three going online.
Yeah, OK. Excellent.
Jono, you've just handed it in. How do you feel?
Well, I'm pleased that the BBC Trust say that they're listening to us. And, you know, if they really want to reflect the views of young people, then they will listen to the 271,000 signatures.
Do you think it will make any difference? Because ultimately, the BBC has to save money, and this will save £50 million. And they say it's a forward-looking plan because it's reflecting younger audiences living their entertainment and TV lives online.
And we are concerned about the impact of these programming cuts. I don't think that the BBC Trust have made up their minds yet. I think, you know, they are there to represent the views of the audience, and the views of the audience are suggesting that they are against these proposals.
In December, Newsbeat spoke to BBC Three's controller, Damien Kavanagh.
BBC Three were asked by the Trust to do more online. I think we need to do more online. We need to engage these audiences, as I say, with content for them in the places where they are.
The BBC argues that BBC Three would be reinvented, in a way ready to compete with services like Netflix. But one of the arguments from campaigners is that large parts of the UK simply don't have fast enough broadband to stream programmes. Jono himself is one of them.
I live in North Norfolk. A lot of my friends use the iPlayer a lot and they get buffering all of the time. So, you know, they're not going to be able to access BBC Three on TV. They can't access programmes on demand at the moment.
Now, a service has been saved before. The BBC wanted to close Six Music in 2010, but the BBC Trust stopped that happening. The first public consultation for BBC Three has now ended. The Trust is going to take a look at what people want to say. Then there'll be another public consultation, and then it's decision day.
Newsbeat.